In studio was a couple of the premier designers and specialists for what we feel is, you know, Desert Foothills Landscape says it all. When you go to a desert foothill, you're talking the base of Four Peaks, Rio Verde, whether it's the Tucson, Catalina Mountains, the foothills of the Arizona desert are, you know, not duplicated anywhere else in this world. And to be able to bring that environment into our yard and our own landscapes isn't something you can just, you know, like you were saying, the instant gratification. I mean, you guys have been watching these cactus grow in certain locations for years to then relocate them when they've outgrown their space, and, you know, right, to just go pluck a saguaro out, well, you pluck yourself into a jailhouse.
Right.
To go capture that kind of landscape and bring it into your home, trying to do it yourself. And it's fun when you start from the beginning of a project and see the end of that transition. But in addition to the install, y'all also offer maintenance as well, because maintaining these on an ongoing basis, your desert landscape, when you water it, it grows really fast.
Right. Yeah, under the right circumstances, some of the things, even cactus, can grow at really fast rates, as opposed to the saguaro that can take many years to grow a foot at a time. Other accent cactus are not, but in creating these high-end landscapes, we also provide a maintenance service. We currently service almost 900 residential homes throughout North Scottsdale, Cave Creek, and Carefree, and we are entrusted with these homes and making sure that everything is pristine and well watered and taken care of while the homeowners are away, and that's something we take very seriously to make sure.
And I brought the maintenance aspect in of it because Rosie wanted to go into night lighting and desert, nightscapes. Well, those nightscapes aren't done by accident. And if the yard isn't maintained to where the lights were designed to accent on, you know, your plants, your growing plants, it can change really quick.
Absolutely. Yeah, you need to be aware of what the growth rate of things are and make modifications to the lighting system to ensure that it's accentuating the landscape perfectly. I mean, it's a complete different landscape in the evening than it is in the daytime. So you're really getting sometimes two different landscape environments depending on the time of day.
Well, and there's different ways to light things too. So you can broadcast from inside canopies of trees, focusing down on a specimen cactus from one vantage point. And then you can also light upwards on the saguaros, including the pathway lights. It just becomes just as much enjoyment at night. Sometimes, in some cases, I've enjoyed it even more so at night, because it really brings out and you could see the distinct shapes and things with the shadowings that are pushed up on the home. And that's very important, the way you place the lights.
And lighting isn't, nightscaping isn't light bombs. We used to have the big halogen, huge watt lights you'd put on the corner of the home and just broadcast area lighting. These are decorative pieces. They're accents. They may be pathway, walk, lighting pathways. Right. Like you said, highlighting certain specimens in the different airscape here. And my biggest thing for lighting at our home, one, in the summertime, it's so gosh darn hot. The only time you can enjoy outside is when the sun's down. And in the wintertime, by the time you get home, it's already dark. The only way you can walk around outside is to light it.
Yeah, well, and you know, a lot of the HOAs are really strict on the wattage. So then it comes into trying to do focus lights and getting the right angles on the lights to try to, a lot of the trees, Palo Verdes, mesquites, will have a nice structure to them. And it's important to try to get to broadcast and get that structure of the tree to play into the whole, you know, artistic view of things. It can be a specimen itself if lit right at night.
Yeah, I saw that at the Desert Botanical Garden years ago. The light they place high up in the canopy, shining down through the limbs. They call it moonlighting, I think. Is that the term for
it? That's right, yeah.
And as you're walking through the walkways, it is all those limb shadows that just are crisscrossing the pattern of your path and your rest area and your sitting area and your barbecue area. I love that night lighting, but I tell you, there must be a secret to it, because every time I've tried it, it just ends up blowing in a neighbor's yard the next haboob that blows through.
Well, and another thing to think about when doing the night lighting is avoiding the hot spots where there are certain areas highly illuminated and others that are hardly at all illuminated. So creating a layering effect where there's more floodlights, spotlights, and then almost crossing over their residual illumination, so you don't get these hot spots throughout the landscape. You're getting more of a glow throughout it instead. And all that takes being out there at night and playing with it and making adjustments.
And all of these considerations, it's challenging because you're doing these before you've got a landscape out there. You can't just, you know, mm-hmm. go stick lights out there. I mean, well, you could.
Right.
A little cheap stuff with a solar panel that'll light up a little bit at night. But most of these things we're talking about, they're hardwired in. They're run on LED lights and low wattage use. So it's all in the infrastructure.
Right.
And while you're putting the infrastructure, you put in some speaker wire.
Right.
Set it out there. You make sure you can't. There's nowhere in your yard you can walk without hearing your chanky-chank without having to crank speakers up on the patio so you can hear it out at the back.
Yeah. Creating that ambiance throughout the outdoor environment is ideal. So.
Well, climate, you know, it's one of the big reasons people move here, one of the old Arizona 5Cs. Creating that desert climate in your landscape or in your own landscape yard is what we're talking about today. With Desert Foothills Landscape, we've got Chad Norris, the lead designer and VP of sales, and Jake Plocker, a landscape and hardscape design specialist. When we come back, we've been talking about hardscapes in general. I want to hear what some of y'all's prize or you know, what are the best installs that y'all hold out as how are we ever going to top that?
Great.